Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now, worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. Today, I have prepared for you guys an amazing, amazing show. We have a guest that I have dreamed in my wildest imagination to have him here with us today. He is an inspiration to me and to all of us who are listening to us today on this beautiful Toronto Wednesday. Tuesday today is the 27th. And I want to thank him so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being part of this amazing network. He is the one, and many other like him, who inspired me about almost 4 years ago to start running. And definitely I have to thank him and the running room for doing that to me, for helping me to become a better person, healthier person, and to become so addictive to this amazing and great sport. But before I bring him on, here's a little intro.
John Stanton, founder of Edmonton-based retailer of the Running Room. John Stanton was born in Alberta in the 1980s. A short run with his youngest son offered a wake-up call to improve his overall wellness and began to run, entering road races and marathons. John has since completed over 60 marathons, hundreds of races, and numerous of triathlons, including the Hawaiian World Championship Ironman competition. Noticing a gap in the market for people who needed it, the resources and support to find a way into and back into running and a healthier lifestyle, John set up a shop in 1984. The Running Room is now over 118 stores with 1,300 employees, leading retail operation in Canada and the United States recognized. Three times in the last 5 years as one of 50 best managed companies, the Running Room sponsors several hundred running and walking events each year, creating opportunities to fundraise millions of dollars for community and charitable initiatives. A member of the Order of Canadian and author of 8 books of running and walking, John Stanton is regularly featured in the National Post and Mail Vancouver Province and the CBC programs across Canada. His pre-dawn run would ultimately help to close to 1 million people do everything from learning to run to finishing a marathon. He is the recipient of Dr. Harold and Siegel Award of Merit, recognizing his significant contribution to the promotion of cardiovascular health in Canadians. And in 2010, the Canadian Medical Association awarded him the Award of Excellence in Health and Promotion. And in 2011, he was inducted the Canadian Retail Hall of Fame.
And without further ado, here is Sir John Stanton. Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. What an honor it's been for us to have you in our show.
Well, thank you, Lizzie. It's always an honor to talk to a fellow runner. You know, you mentioned running is addictive, but the good news, it's a positive addiction. You know, it improves everything we do in our lives, from our our business side, to our personal side, to those things we do in the community. So it's a great addiction to have.
Absolutely, and it definitely is an addiction. The day that I don't run, I feel like I'm missing something in my life. And I have to, again, thank you and thank the Running Room here in Toronto. I've been going through the Running Room in Hyde Park and Bloor and Royal York. They've been amazing people. You have definitely trained them or trained your group to a standard that is incomparable. So tell us, what gave you the idea to start the Running Room?
Well, you know, I started to run mainly to lose weight and to quit smoking. I was challenged into a little road race by my sons who precipitated the first run. But the first run was a wake-up call. It made me realize I was badly out of shape and I had to change. But, you know, Lizzie, what I discovered in a short period of time, for me it took me about 6 months. I'd lost a lot of weight, quit smoking, and was running local races. And, you know, within a year I had run a marathon. And people kept asking me, how did I go through this epiphany in life? And that's really why I started the Running Room, is to create a resource center for people to come to, and a place that would encourage people of all abilities, whether you're just getting started or training for the Toronto Marathon, whatever you're training for, we'll get you ready and prepare you for that. And we'll also create a nice social environment that's supportive and conducive to getting people out and enjoying what running is all about, and that's the empowerment that comes from going for a run.
Absolutely, and I wanted to make sure that the listeners, and we have listeners all over Canada, the U.S., Australia, and U.K., and everybody asked me when I post pictures of myself on my personal page of races, and they're saying, well, it's hard to run. You weren't always a runner, correct?
No, I wasn't. I was 238 pounds, and I was a smoker. And, you know, thanks to the encouragement of my family, I started to run. But,
right.
You know, if somebody's listening to the show today, no matter where they are, you know, obesity rates are a concern everywhere around the world, and smoking is a concern around the world. And
mm-hmm.
people, if you enjoy your friends and your family and you want to spend some time with them, then it's up to you to be proactive and get started into a walking or running program. And, you know, I see it all the time. I see people come to my Facebook site or to the Running Room site, and they tell their success stories of how,
mm-hmm.
you know, they've made this the life changes thanks to running. Running is kind of the catalyst that gives you that sense of confidence and sense of empowerment. And it provides you that I can do it attitude that you can face all the challenges in your life.
And that's my next point, and I'm glad that you brought that up, John, because the listeners, they're saying that it's hard to run, you're going to get injured. Yes, if you do it the wrong way. That's why there are groups like the Running Room to help you. And it doesn't start by running.
Yeah, we start people out with walking and then intervals of running and walking, where they walk for a minute and they run for a minute. And they go out and do successions of that in the first week. And then in the second week, we get them up to doing 2 minutes of running and 1 minute of walking for six sessions. Well, at the end of 10 weeks, they're able to run for 10 minutes and walk for one and do a couple of sessions of that. Well, that gives them that sort of 20 to 25 minutes, which is a great starting point. And from then, they can use that as kind of their fitness routine if they're just doing it for health and wellness. Or it's certainly a stepping stone to go on and maybe challenge themselves in something like a 5 kilometer distance for one of the charity runs or a 10 kilometer race. That becomes very realistic. But if people are following the principle of our clinics and sort of what I have in my books, it's this stress and rest and this walk run. And the fundamental part of it is be gentle, be progressive, and make sure you're having fun.
And how can our listeners, the ones that are thinking right now to start running, and how can they, they're thinking, I'm going to get injured, how can they avoid injuries?
Well, avoid injuries, one of the best things you can do is listen to your body and make sure that, you know, you're challenging yourself, but at the same time, there's a difference between sort of that little achy pain that we get from exercise when we haven't done it for a while, than any sharp pulling. And that sharp pulling or sharp pain, that's an indication that you maybe have to back off a little bit. If while you're running there's no pain, then you can continue to run. And if you're a little stiff and sore the next day, that's okay. That's part of the training effect. And if you're consistent with it, you'll find over a period of 4 or 5 weeks, you'll gradually, that stiffness and soreness will go away, and it'll be replaced with strength and stamina and confidence.
Absolutely. And one thing I was told by my run and room clinic that I did, it was lack of hydration. When you feel that pinch on the side, it's you're not drinking enough water. And it's not the day of the run, but the day and the day before. And that has helped us a lot for our group that is doing the running. And in my wildest and imagination, I thought I could do the half marathon in Mississauga. And this year in May, I am so happy to say that finally, and my next goal will be the full marathon. So thanks to you and thanks to the running room. What are the plans for the running room? I know you're in the States, and I know you're all over Canada. Any thoughts of going international?
Well, you know, the running room has 120 locations over that now. We're in Canada, and we're in the Midwest United States. And, of course, the United States is a big country, and we're continuing to expand in it. We do have plans to go into international. You know, we're poised and kind of ready to go when the timing's right into Australia, New Zealand, and the European markets. You know, the fact that we're in Canada and are a bilingual country and a bilingual company, and my books are in both English and French, also opens up all the English and French-speaking countries in the world. So at this stage, we're sort of looking at all the English and French-speaking countries because, you know, that's where we're situated to expand. Some of the Spanish and Latin countries, that'll take a little while, but certainly we're still a small family-owned company. So some of it you have to expand as your resources permit you to as well.
I can just see, especially in France, where they're huge in triathlons and sport, that being happening in the near future. And I really want to congratulate you for everything that you have accomplished throughout your life. You have brought to people like myself just that never thought that this could be a possibility to be able to do a half marathon or to run 5 to 10 kilometers, and it is possible through the help through the running room and examples that you have situated in your book, amazing book, that you can get the help that you need, and definitely a dream that you think that is never accomplished is definitely possible. I want to thank you so much, John.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Those are very kind words, and you know, we hear those all the time, but you know, we're the catalyst, and it still takes sweat equity to do that. So you're to be congratulated as well.
Oh, thank you. I want to thank you so much for being part of the Liz T. Radio Show, for sparing 15 minutes of your precious time to be here in Toronto, Canada, all the way from Edmonton, and to talk to us and to share your knowledge and your expertise, and to talk to all my listeners that are considering perhaps taking this sport, this challenge, to start from walking, going into running. And there is not always running. There is also running rooms that just do walking a few. Into walking and hiking, there is a lot of people that are taking advantage of that as well. And thanks to the running room, thanks to you, John. Any last word?
Well, just to everybody, you can do it. I think that's the biggest thing. And if you're sitting on the sidelines of life, get off the sidelines and get into the game of life. That's my advice to everyone.
Oh, wise word. Thank you so much. Thank you again.
Bye now.
And have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And that was the great, and what an honor. I have to tell you guys that I am shaking right now here through my microphone to be able to interview somebody like John, which created the Running Room. He is the CEO of the Running Room, has done so much work, an amazing entrepreneur, an amazing runner, triathlon. Like I read on his bio, he's done over 60 marathons. My God, one day, if I can do one, I'll be happy. Half is good for me right now. And I want to thank also my sponsors for sponsoring this show. We've been sponsored right now by OMG Events. Oh my gosh, Events. Give Alex and Mark a call. Their number is 905-960-2886. And we are also sponsored by Whole Fitness Canada. Call Michelle, and her number is 647-200-6608. And I want to thank all my listeners for listening today. I know we have a lot of listeners listening to us live due to John being on live also. And if you have any questions or if you would like to sponsor my show, email me at radio@lizt.ca. Again, is radio@lizt.ca. And like us in Facebook. This interview will be in Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to listen to John, Stan, again, I'll recommend for you to do so. And I will also tell you, if you are looking for a little bit more exposure for your music, I know for you musicians it's hard to get exposure, and here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are more than supportive to your music. Submit your music at radio@lizt.ca, and we will be happy and honored to play your song. And today's submission is the song from Enuma. Enuma is a beautiful singer that was here being interviewed by the Lizzie T Radio Show, and here is her song. Thank you very much to everyone all over the world that is listening to us right now, and make it a fantastic day, everyone. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Right. safety event, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, ohmygoshevents.com.
Whole Fitness Canada. They're a team of professional trainers providing an integrating system for all three aspects of a person's life, body, mind, and soul.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.